710 WOR, New York. The following program is sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur. I want to applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and we're back. We're back in the country after our little two-week jaunt across the Atlantic. We broadcast last week live from Amsterdam, and the week before that, live from Paris. It was a lot of fun, and Noah, you did a great job.
Oh, it was wonderful. We had such a
together.
Wonderful time out there. Oh, wait a minute. I was here throughout all that. You were out there.
Right. Wasn't I supposed to take you?
Yeah, I was wondering about
maybe
that.
Maybe next year.
I didn't ask any questions because, you know, once you were on the air, you know, I couldn't really ask you. But it was wonderful, though.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and Noah is on pins and needles when we do shows like that because we're relying on a lot of technology and a good
remember
internet,
that game we had
signal.
When we were kids, that game called Don't Break the Ice? Yeah, very, very reminiscent of what we went through for those last couple of shows.
That's right. So Noah made me sign on to the radio about 2 hours in advance so that we'd be there when the show came on. Well, we're back tonight, and the phone number here at WOR is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. We're taking your questions about cosmetic surgery, about skincare, about my products, which we're going to talk a little bit more about in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the best bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery. We're going to do that in just a few minutes. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. And yes, this is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. So give us a call, 212-528-0129. We're going to do something a little different tonight with nighttime. We've in the past given out bottles of nighttime to callers. And we're going to do the same tonight. But there's a catch. In order to get your bottle of nighttime, you've got to pick it up at Clyde's on Monday. Clyde's, I'm doing a book signing on Monday from 12:30 to 3:30. Clyde's is on Madison Avenue and 74th Street, and it's a great store, and they're celebrating Fashion Week. You know, Noah, it's Fashion Week in New York.
Is it already?
Week, which is,
wow.
It really is. You can see they put up the tents all over the city, and Clyde's is celebrating.
I guess this means I'm going to have to wear a tie when I come to town now. Is that the idea? I'm going to have to actually wear the jacket and the tie?
Yes, you are, because it's Fashion Week, and you're not going to be able to get into any of those restaurants, no. All right, so what Clyde's is doing, though, besides my book signing, 12:30 to 3:30 on Monday, and we're giving out free books with the purchase of any of my products. You can just buy one bar of soap. That's all it takes. You can buy a $15 bar of soap and get a $20 book free. How's that? And you could buy nighttime, soft time, clean time, daytime, any of the four products at Clyde's. And I'll be signing books. You'll get a free book along with your purchase. And those of you who are going to call the show tonight, you've got to come during those 3 hours and pick up. Yes, you get the free book, and you'll get a free bottle of nighttime. So I want to see all of you on Monday. It's going to be a fun day. They've got makeup artists.
This is big stuff. Big stuff. This is a rare Dr. Perry sighting. This is exciting.
That's right. But more so, it's very festive at Clyde's that day because of Fashion Week. They've got the balloons and the elephants. No, actually, they don't have either of those, but they do have the makeup artists, and they've got me as a prop in the store. So come on down. Well, this is Dr. Arthur Perry. Once again, the phone number, 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. So I started talking a little bit about French cosmetic surgery last week. Sounds like the beginning of a joke, right? But it's not a joke in France that they have enacted a new law that says you must wait 15 days after having a consultation before you can have any sort of surgical procedure or even procedures as small as Botox. Now, think about that. So you go in for your consultation. You cannot have Botox the same day. That is to protect you, and I think it's a good idea. Many of you know, patients of mine and colleagues of mine know, that I will not do a procedure the same day. If you're a new patient, we're not going to do it. Even if you tell me that you've had Botox for 6 years and you want to just come in for your Botox injection, I need to examine you. I need to talk to you. I need to get your medical history. Some people need laboratory tests, urinalysis, things like that. Some people need an EKG, even if you're having Botox, because these are not just, you know, having makeup applied. It's a real surgical procedure or a real medical procedure. And in France, what they've done is they said there's a cooling off period. You can't just go ahead, see the doctor, and have any procedure at all. We need to know that you have thought about it and that you're prepared. And so there was a lot of resistance in the beginning, but I think people are coming around to it in France. I can't even imagine that happening in the United States, but I would support such a rule. And Noah, you might have read in the newspaper just yesterday, Washington, D.C. did something similar, but not for cosmetic surgery.
Really?
They did, they did something for a tattoo. So in Washington, D.C., if you want a piercing or a tattoo, there is now a 24-hour waiting period. That is, actually, it's legislation that's proposed, so it hasn't finalized yet. And there is some resistance even from the mayor's office, but they think it's going to go through, and I think it should go through for tattoos, piercing. You know, you shouldn't be able to have a procedure like that, and so many people are maybe not 100% there. They might be inebriated when they go into the tattoo parlor. You need to think about it, cool down.
Yeah, you know, and all those young congressional interns, too, you know how they get. I mean, you have to kind of cool things down a little bit.
That's right. Well, we've got to call Susan. What can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi. I have a small basal cell carcinoma on the tip of my nose, and I have to go for the Mohs surgery to have it removed. And because of the location, they're recommending that I see a plastic surgeon as well and kind of had it, have it done, the mole surgery, and then see the plastic surgeon immediately after. But I'm wondering if there might be a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist who would do it, you know, in one place.
Say that again. I lost the last part of your sentence. A dermatologist or plastic surgeon that would do it in one procedure,
like one that would do both procedures, exactly, rather than having to go to two different locations.
All right. First of all, Susan, how old are you?
65.
Did you say 55 or 65?
Yes, the first. 55, double nipple.
55, okay. That's not a yes-no answer. Okay, you're 55 years old. Are you healthy?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so here's the story. Now, you have a basal cell carcinoma on the tip of your nose. Now, basal, let me just educate the audience about this is the type of skin cancer that if you're going to get a cancer, this is the type to get, because this is the most benign of all cancers. That sounds like an oxymoronic term, a benign cancer. But this is a cancer that does not spread anywhere in your body, but it can grow locally. They are very common in the sun-exposed areas of the face. That means the nose and the top of the ears. The cheeks are very common areas. The forehead, bald scalps are very common areas. And if you spend a lot of time in the sun at the beach, you'll get them on your shoulders and back also. They're very rare in places that are not exposed to the sun, like the buttocks. So this is the first type of skin cancer, the most common type of skin cancer. It's called a basal cell carcinoma. Now, when they occur in very, very sensitive locations, like the tip of the nose or anywhere on the nose or the eyelids, I will often refer patients to a Mohs dermatologist. That's capital M-O-H-S, Mohs. It's the name of a guy, the guy who started the procedure, Dr. Mohs. So what a dermatologist will do is they will remove the smallest amount of the skin cancer possible without removing more tissue around it than has to be done. The difference between a plastic surgeon's technique and a dermatologist's technique is that I do something called a frozen section. That means if there's a basal cell carcinoma, I will remove it and immediately have the pathologist look under the microscope and tell me whether I got it all. If it's in a location like the eyelid or the nose, it's probably better to have Mohs because usually the excision, the amount that is removed, will be less than if I were to do it, for instance. So I always say that the best of both worlds is to have the dermatologist do the Mohs and then send you over to the plastic surgeon's office. Susan, the reason I think it should be done on a separate day, even though you want it the same day, is because you give then, what I have my patients do is come over to my office after having the procedure by the dermatologist. I look at the wound, I take a photograph of it, and we've already got it scheduled in the operating room for the next day. So we put things back together the next day. The advantage of that is that I don't have to think on my feet, even though I'm capable of doing that. It's better if I can take a little time and think about the wound and think about the type of reconstruction that's going to be done, especially if it's the tip of the nose. And we might be doing a what's called a direct closure. That means we just close the wound. We might be doing a flap, Susan. A flap is where we move tissue from the side and put it into the wound and make your nose look better. Sometimes even a skin graft is used on the nose. We'd rather have a little bit of time, even if it's just a few minutes, you know, the day before, to plan the procedure with you. The other reason to do it that way is something you're not going to want to hear, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And that is, when the dermatologist does it, it gives you an opportunity to look at what there is, you know, what was created. Because whatever the plastic surgeon is going to do is not going to be perfect. You're always going to have a scar on the tip of your nose. And you know, plastic surgeons feel that if some of these basal cell carcinomas are so small that you hardly see them, but they're the tip of the iceberg, and when they're removed, they're often significantly bigger. And if you have the opportunity to then look at it and then go to the plastic surgeon and the plastic surgeon reconstructs it, you know, the honest truth is you'll be a little bit more appreciative of the reconstruction than if you just came in and all of a sudden, you know, you came in with just the little tiny thing that looks like a tiny mark on your nose and you come out with a bunch of scars on your nose. So I'm not trying to scare you, but that's the fact of life. Basal cell carcinomas are easily taken care of, and I'm glad you're having it done the way you're doing it. I think it's the right thing to see the dermatologist. Then you see the plastic surgeon for the reconstruction. Okay, Susan?
Okay, yes. This is pretty much what they recommended, except they recommended it on the same day. But okay,
well,
thank
you. Know,
you.
It can be the same day, but usually, honestly, for logistic reasons, it's a different day because we often don't know how long the dermatologist is going to take. Sometimes these excisions can take 45 minutes, and sometimes they can take 3 hours. So it's just a matter of logistics and planning for both doctors. Well, this is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with our biggest bang for your buck procedures in cosmetic surgery list. We've been doing this every couple years, so today's your day. We'll be right back.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle, but that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word radio in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2. This is plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. If you're showing signs of aging, you might benefit from my midlife makeover. Without stepping into an operating room, I can reduce wrinkles with Botox and Bellotero. I can remove brown spots with Appeal and lift brows and jowls with Althera. My offices are in central New Jersey and in Manhattan. Give me a call at 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check out my website at perryplasticsurgery.com.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number at WOR is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. This is Dr. Perry, and I am a board-certified plastic surgeon, and that means I do things like breast augmentations and breast reductions and breast lifts, liposuction and tummy tucks. Plastic surgeons like doing things like that. I do a lot of facial cosmetic surgery, things like facelifts and rhinoplasties and ear setback operations and eyelid lifts and things like that. A lot of times patients ask me, you know, is it worth it to have a procedure? And that's a tough question to answer because there's a lot that goes into the consideration of having a cosmetic surgical procedure. There, of course, is the need. And when we're talking about cosmetic surgery, it's not a physical need like, let's say, you have a hip that has to be replaced because there's so much pain. With cosmetic surgery, it's when you look in the mirror, are you happy with yourself? So it's a kind of a nebulous need. But very important to you, and you know who you are. So if you look in the mirror and you see those wrinkles, if you look and see the sagging skin, if you're unhappy with fat on your thighs, for instance, cosmetic surgery is a great thing for you. It can improve self-esteem dramatically. But if we talk about the bang for your buck procedures, those are the ones that have the biggest impact for the lowest cost. So we know that there are a lot of procedures that are fairly expensive, like a facelift, for instance, is a fairly expensive procedure. It has a dramatic result, but it's fairly expensive. So I kind of have a list of the five procedures in cosmetic surgery that have the biggest impact at the lowest cost. Now, low cost, it's not low cost like going into McDonald's, of course. Cosmetic surgery is expensive, but there's expensive and then there's really expensive. So Noah, the very first one on the list. No one was supposed to get that drum roll for me, but there's no drum roll here tonight.
Oh, drum rolls are so old-fashioned.
Yes. Well, the number one procedure that I consider to have the biggest bang for your buck is liposuction of the neck and jowls. It's a very, very common procedure. Now, this is a procedure that can be done under local anesthesia. That means you don't need to be asleep for it. Sometimes we use sedation, but sometimes we do it with you just wide awake like a dental procedure. If you're good at those things, we numb up the area underneath your chin, stretching from ear to ear under your chin and down the neck, and do a little bit of liposuction. It generally takes about an hour, and the results are quite dramatic. So it can make you look like you've lost 10, 15, even 20 pounds without ever having to step into the gym. It is a procedure that only requires three little tiny quarter-inch incisions, and usually people are back to work at about a week. It's a great procedure and with a really high satisfaction rate. If you're interested in this procedure, I actually wrote a chapter on the eMedicine.com website. It's a plastic surgery book, but it's available to the lay also. So you can access eMedicine.com and you can look at liposuction of the neck and jowls. It's a procedure that I do a lot of, and it really is one of those great bang for your buck procedures. So the second one of those procedures where there's a great impact at a relatively low cost is a chin implant. Chin implants are actually losing popularity, and I can't quite figure out why. They're great procedures. And through a very small incision, it's about a half inch incision underneath the chin, we numb up the chin. Again, this can be done under local anesthesia or local with sedation. If you're squeamish, we can do it under general anesthesia. But a chin implant is a procedure that can really impact your appearance. You know, when they talk about big chins, strong chin, Jay Leno chin, big chins are considered a dominant characteristic in both women and men. And if you have a what they call a weak chin, you know, that's that describes it all. it can really change your appearance and the way people view you. It's crazy that that happens, but it is the truth. So a chin implant can change your appearance and in just 45 minutes. It's really quite amazing. And people are back to work usually after that procedure in just a few days. So the number three procedure, Noah, the next biggest bang for your buck procedure, I think, maybe it's really the biggest one because it really is the lowest cost, and that is filler, wrinkle filler around the mouth. Wrinkle filler can make a huge impact whether you're 45 and just starting to get wrinkles and your lips are starting to get a little bit smaller. You're getting those nasolabial folds or the marionette lines between the corner of the mouth and the chin. If you're getting these things, wrinkle filler, which is a one-hour procedure in the office with local anesthesia, I numb up the four nerves of the face like a dentist does so that the procedure doesn't hurt at all. And then I do many, many, many little tiny injections. And you might wonder how many. You know, there are different techniques that are out there, and some people only do a few injections. I probably do 300 or 400 injections. Noah just fell off his chair. But you don't feel those.
I'm okay. Don't worry. I'm fine.
I put little tiny amounts of wrinkle filler into each and every one of those little tiny wrinkles, and we can dramatically change your appearance. And this is one of the procedures that by the time you leave the office, you say, wow, because the wrinkles are diminished significantly. I hate to say gone because they won't be gone, but they'll be significantly less by the time you leave the office. So for the next two of these great bang for your buck procedures, we're going to take a short break. We'll keep you on the edge of your chair, Noah. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number here at WOR is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. We'll be back with the next two bang for your buck procedures and a special announcement about my skin creams in just a minute.
I think I'm going to have to reinforce my chair.
This is plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging skin, and you look older. I tackle aging spurts with procedures like eyelid and facelifts, and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera. Or you might just need rejuvenation around your mouth with wrinkle filler. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. My offices are on 57th Street, just off of 5th Avenue, and in New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. right here on WOR.
What's your wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry?
You know, it's kind of hard to believe that whole Amsterdam trip is over. I was kind of enjoying it there for a while, you know? It's kind of fun.
Well, it was a challenge. It really was, doing a radio show remotely and telling the people in the hotel that we're going to be doing it. That was interesting. All right, so this is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here. Are the phone number 212-528-0129. And by the way, we want everybody to try My Nighttime. Everybody, all of you listening should be trying Nighttime. It's a great serum for the skin. If you're going to choose one thing for your skin, it would be Nighttime. Why is that? Well, you know, I'm pretty biased, right? But I created a skin serum that has all of the scientifically proven things that really make a difference. That means there's vitamin C, there's vitamin A, there's lactic acid. I've got a bunch of different antioxidants in there, and milk thistle is one of those. I've got a bunch of skin brighteners in there. Things like licorice extract is in there. And it's one substance. So my patients would not do these multi-step regimens. You know, years ago, before I created products, I had them use Retin A and vitamin C and a separate wash with alpha hydroxy acid in it. And the truth is, most of you won't do a multi-step program. You might do it. You'll buy the stuff. You'll put it in your medicine chest. And for about 2 or 3 days, you'll do all the steps. And then you'll cut one step out. And by the time you're at the end of 3 weeks, maybe you're doing one step. It's like dieting. The more complicated a diet is, the less likely you are going to stick to it. So I created nighttime, and that's got everything in it that really makes a difference. And I left out the things that don't do anything. There are so many things like those peptides that I think are useless. There's really no science to them. Oh my goodness, it's such a heretical thing I just said, but it's true. So nighttime is if you're going to have one skincare substance, you know, one thing that you're going to buy, it would be something like nighttime. So we're giving away free nighttime. It's free with an asterisk. You have to buy anything. One thing of soap, nighttime, the clean time or the soft time or the daytime, any of those products or another nighttime, and you'll get a free bottle of nighttime. You don't need a coupon code. You just go to the website. It's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Or you can go to the 800 number, which is 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. We've got another call from Diane. Diane, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hello there, and you just shattered me with your news about peptides. But all right, my question is about threading. Is it still a procedure to lift the drooping cheeks?
Okay, not threading. Threading is shaping the eyebrows, right?
Oh,
it's
no,
thread
not
lifting.
Not that threading.
You're talking about thread lifts.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I wrote a piece on the Dr. Oz blog a few years ago called Thread Lifts Are Threadbare. And the reason they're threadbare, first of all, let me explain to the listeners what thread lifts were, because they're not here now, so it's not what they are now. Thread lifts are barbed sutures. They're little tiny stitches made of a plastic material that we thought about 5 or 6 years ago would be the answer to a non-invasive facelift. What we do is we place those threads, and I helped one company develop them, so I know a lot about these things. We place them sometimes with a little local anesthesia and sometimes with no anesthesia through the upper part of the face, in the hairline, in front of the ear, underneath the skin, and then we grab tissue with these stitches, and the stitches have little barbs like fish hooks on them. And then we place them, and then we pull up on the stitch, the cheek would lift, the jowl would lift. It was really quite dramatic. But here's the problem. They all failed, all of them, every one of them. And this is a real lesson in plastic surgery, that you have to wait for technology and wait to see the results after a while. Because with thread lifts, actually a paper was published out of Albany Medical Center a few years ago, and they had virtually a 100% failure rate. A lot of people had complications. There were problems. People had their nerves speared and their parotid salivary gland speared. Others kind of embedded into the skin. They were difficult to remove. So let me tell you, thread lifts are nowhere to be found, and for good reason. They're off the market now, and it was an interesting exercise in plastic surgery. And it really underscores, you know, I talked about this in my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery. By the way, the book, that's the book you're going to get tomorrow if you come to the signing, by the way, Diane, and I hope you will, because you're going to get a free book and you're going to get a nighttime if you come to the signing at Clyde's, 12:30 to 3:30 tomorrow. How's that for a segue? 12:30 to 3:30 tomorrow at Clyde's. It's on the corner of 74th and Madison. Not tomorrow, it's Monday. Why am I thinking today is Sunday? It's Monday is the signing. So are you going to be there, Diane?
Can do that. It's convenient for me, yes.
Okay, come on down.
Okay,
but that is the answer to... What's that?
Because my sister had had that procedure and I don't years ago, and I was wondering if it was still done. May I ask a second question then?
Out of time. You've got about 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Then for that same cheek lifting, do they still do those little fat injections?
Yeah, we do fat injections. We do facelifts. We do Althera. That can help lift the cheek. Those are the things that are done now, but not threadless. Well, I want to thank you so much. And the rest of you who were unable to get through, and there are a lot of you, unfortunately, you won't be able to get that that free thing unless you actually buy something at Clyde's tomorrow. So Monday, I keep saying tomorrow, Noah. It's Monday, 12:30 to 3:30 at Clyde's. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content. News Talk Radio 710 WOR. The John Gambling Show.
Two guys have come up with an app that will